that Calvin. He knows me so well. Welcome back. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. Hey, remember, all of Wisconsin is America's up north, and you are right in the heart of it, live from Lake Wissota. I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News, and this is the Maggie Dawn Show, and hopefully we'll have Maggie back tomorrow. I didn't mention the phone number or anything because I have to tell you, 6 o'clock in the morning for a radio show, a little tougher to get phone calls. And so we get a lot of folks responding on the text line, the comment sections fill up over on YouTube and Facebook, but we certainly can welcome your input here as well. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I usually ask a question of the day off the top as well at Up North News Radio, because we have a weekly, we have a daily newsletter. We also have a weekly one that I recently started, Sunday morning only, with a special focus on Wisconsin politics. And we have a question of the week that gets, you know, all kinds of great responses from folks. And I really plucked one out of left field this time around. I asked, what are your thoughts on toll roads? Now, nobody's proposing them right now, as far as I can tell. It used to be that you, if you even mentioned toll roads in Wisconsin, I mean, that was political suicide almost. But lately, you do hear a little bit more about it because you have much more fuel-efficient cars. You have EVs and hybrids that are out there. They don't pay nearly as much in gas tax if they use gas at all, and yet they still chew up the roads. So you could either assess a fee on EVs, or you could look at all those trucks that come in and out and the tourists that come in and out and consider toll roads. What do you think? And I love these questions because we get so many emails with, I mean, some are just very quick going, you know, option C, I don't want any, or option B, I'm keeping an open mind. But some people really go on to talk about, for example, that roads should be a public good and that they should be paid for out of the general fund with no other special funding. You know, and others see it just as, well, I don't drive, why should I pay for them? So we ask that question, and as always, I invite your thoughts on that today as well, if you care to tune in. Before the show, I was working on our latest TikTok, and I do try to do one or two of those a week for Up North News, but you just never know where the inspiration is going to come from, and so I wanted to share where my inspiration came from for today's TikTok. Behind me on the screen will be a URL, you know, a web address like ours at Up North News is upnorthnewswi.com. For Civic Media, it's civicmedia.us. You know, these are all pretty standard fare. And yet I received one from somebody was forwarding. You know how those emails go, forward, 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 forward. And this one says, they let illegals in for the sole purpose to give them social security numbers so they could vote Dem. Here's the proof. This is literally a crime against the United States. Watch and learn. So you'd think the URL, you know, behind me on the screen would be something really easy, right? Like, you know, socialsecurityfraudimmigrants.com or something like that. And instead, and I know you've seen these, but I looked at the link and I just had to laugh. And I actually counted the characters. I copied, pasted, put it in the document, did a character count. Here's my pro tip. If your proof of something illegal with migrant workers and Social Security needs one of those 900 character URLs, you might have lost, you know, the trust that's based in that, because it would be a crime to click on this thing, not knowing where it might go. And so I haven't. But it does make for, you know, good material to remind folks that when your uncle or your neighbor, you know, or your colleague sends you something and it's not like 1 degree of separation from the original author and it's a 900 character URL, yeah, I'd probably let it go. Hey, happy 414 day to everybody in the Milwaukee area. And I am proud to serve as the ambassador to and from Milwaukee. I've been, you know, very blessed over the years to live in many different places across the Midwest. I went to UW-Eau Claire, met my wife there, a nice farm girl from Manitowoc County. We lived in Rice Lake right after college to work at the radio station up there. Then we moved to Milwaukee, where she went to the Medical College of Wisconsin, and I worked for what was then WBKV up in West Bend for a time. And then we moved out of state for a little bit during her medical residency. And then we moved to Chippewa Falls, and we've been in Chippewa Falls now for coming up on 30 years later this spring. So I have worked as a radio and TV reporter, where I've been to every county. I've been all over the Northwoods as a state legislator, as a candidate for Congress back in 2012. There's no place that I haven't gone and loved about Wisconsin. And having lived in Milwaukee, having lived in Madison and Eau Claire, as well as smaller communities, I love playing the role of letting people know Milwaukee is not as bad as you think it is. It's like any other city in the world. Mind your P's and Q's. Know what works, know what doesn't work. And the same to my Milwaukee friends. You know, stop being afraid that every small town out there is like something out of a sitcom or, you know, some kind of a parody movie. We're all good Wisconsin folks here. We're all trying the best we can to get through life. A lot of folks are comfortable being in a big city as well as a small town, but many others not so much. I recall when I got elected to the legislature in 2006 and my orientation, I guess you'd call it, and I recall Lena Taylor, who's now a judge, but then State Senator Lena Taylor came up and said, "You're my new best friend," because she liked the way that I defeated a particular incumbent. But then she reminded me, what I already knew, that we have so much in common. We both want our kids to have the best schools possible. We want good infrastructure. We want job creation in my mostly rural district and in her urban district. And that there were far too many people, cynical people, who will play Milwaukee and rural Wisconsin off against each other for their own benefit. And I mean, in a very shameless manner. And so on 414 day like this, I want to again play the role that for folks outside of Milwaukee, it's beautiful. There's a lot to love. Plan a weekend to stay. Come watch a show or a sports event. And for folks in Milwaukee, be proud of where you are and get out and see the rest of the state. Head to Up North News to learn more about some of the weekend road trips that you can be making all throughout America's Dairyland. Representative Lee Snodgrass is coming up next. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.